GitHub just dropped a REST API that lets you programmatically tell Copilot what code it can't learn from. You're listening to Exploring Next, episode 211. I'm Isso, and with me is Boone. And this one's interesting because it's solving a very real enterprise problem.
Yeah, this is the governance layer that's been missing. Up until now, if you wanted to exclude sensitive repos from Copilot training, you had to manually configure each one through the web interface.
Which is fine if you have like 10 repos. But if you're a Fortune 500 with thousands of repositories and complex IP policies.
Exactly. You need programmatic control. And GitHub's approach here is actually pretty elegant. They've built a JSON REST API that supports both GET and SET operations at the organization and enterprise levels.
So walk me through what this actually does, Boone. What's the technical implementation?
It's a straightforward REST API that lets administrators define content exclusion rules. You can query existing exclusions with GET requests and update them with SET operations. The key insight is that it works at both org and enterprise tiers.
That hierarchy matters a lot from a product perspective. Enterprise customers often have multiple GitHub orgs, and they need consistent policies across all of them.
Right. And the fact that it's in public preview tells us they're probably testing this with real enterprise customers to see how the governance workflows actually play out in practice.
The timing makes sense, too. We're seeing this wave of enterprises that want AI productivity tools, but they're hitting compliance walls. Legal teams are like, great, but what happens to our trade secrets?
And this API bridges that gap. Instead of having to choose between AI assistance and IP protection, you can automate the boundary. Set up rules that automatically exclude anything tagged as confidential or in certain repo categories.
What's interesting is how they've designed the operations. GET and SET are pretty fundamental, but I'm curious about the granularity. Can you exclude specific files, or is it repo level?
The changelog doesn't specify, but given GitHub's existing content exclusion features, I'd expect it supports multiple levels, repos, paths, maybe even file patterns. The REST API is probably exposing the same underlying exclusion engine.
From a competitive angle, this is smart positioning. Microsoft is betting that enterprises will choose GitHub Copilot over alternatives, partly because of governance features like this.
Totally. And the architectural choice to make it a REST API instead of, say, a GraphQL endpoint or SDK-only approach, that suggests they want maximum compatibility with existing enterprise tooling.
Yeah, every compliance team already has REST API integrations. They can plug this into their existing security workflows without learning new protocols.
Plus, REST APIs are easy to test and debug. If you're setting up exclusion rules for sensitive code, you want to be able to verify exactly what's happening with curl commands.
The scale implications are huge, though. Think about a bank or healthcare company. They might have thousands of repos with different classification levels. Manual management just doesn't work.
And you can imagine building some pretty sophisticated automation on top of this. Automatically exclude anything that matches certain compliance tags or integrate with your existing data classification tools.
I'm giving this a solid A-. It's not sexy, but it solves a real adoption blocker for enterprise customers. The product strategy is spot on.
The only thing I'm curious about is performance and rate limiting. If you're managing exclusions for thousands of repos, how efficiently can you batch those operations?
Good point. Enterprise APIs need to handle bulk operations gracefully. Though knowing GitHub's API design, they probably have reasonable rate limits and batch support.
I should probably add build a content exclusion dashboard to my weekend project list. This API would be perfect for visualizing what's included versus excluded across an org.
Huh. Your weekend project backlog is becoming its own enterprise problem at this point.
Hey, at least I could use this API to exclude my side projects from Copilot training.
All right. So what should people actually go build with this? First, obvious move is checking out the API documentation and testing the endpoints.
Yeah, start simple. Authenticate, list your current exclusions try setting a basic rule. Get familiar with the request and response formats.
Second, if you're in an enterprise environment, map out your repo classification system. Which repos need exclusion based on sensitivity, compliance requirements, or IP policies? And third, think about automation. Could you integrate this with your CICD pipeline or build a service that automatically applies exclusion rules based on repo metadata? The real opportunity is connecting this to your existing governance tools. Make exclusion rules part of your standard repo setup.